Hello, this is
Hello.
I'm calling for an opinion research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Am I speaking with Joy?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in this election for the President, U.S. Senate, State Legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably
yes.
Vote. Okay, certain to vote. Thank you. In what year were you born?
Oh, that's a little too personal.
It's okay. Thank you so much. Not a problem. What is your race? I'm sorry that I have to ask you this, but if you don't want, if you don't want to respond, it's okay.
It actually doesn't matter because my race is kind of, my mother was English and my father was half Mexican, half Indian.
Okay, thank you. So, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latina descendant?
Not really, because my mom, of course, raised me, so I was raised Anglo.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Joe Biden?
No. No, of course not.
So, didn't you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I did not vote for Biden, no.
Okay. Can I choose Donald Trump or another candidate?
I voted for the Donald.
Okay, thank you. In thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for the state Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
The way things are now, you'd have to be a complete idiot to vote Democrat, so it has to be Republican.
Thank you so much. I would like to read your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100 very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. And you can use any number from 0 to 100. Greg Abbott.
I'd say he's doing about a 90. I don't like that they back him into a corner all the time because the border should be secured. Every country has a secure border.
Okay. Thank you so much. Morgan Lamancia?
I don't know much about him. I haven't heard very much.
Okay. Thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
Okay. Thank you. Adam Hinojosa?
I haven't heard much of him either.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
0. Minus 0.
Okay.
He's a joke. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Ted Cruz?
He's about 100 right now. He has improved a great deal. He's grown up a lot.
Thank you so much. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Greg Abbott is doing as a governor?
I do approve, for the most part, yes.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you approve or disapprove the job of Morgan Lamancia is doing as a state senator?
Because I haven't heard much about him, I'm going to have to go with I don't know.
Okay.
Be neutral on that. He can't be doing very well, or maybe he is, and that's why I haven't heard of him. Either way.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, For whom would you vote?
Zodiac killer all the way, Ted Cruz.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz, Republican.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but they made a mess of the country these past 3 years. It's been terrible.
Thank you so much. Your opinion is really important for me and for this survey, and I really appreciate your time. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Oh, I really like Myra.
Thank you. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
I'd still vote Republican, like I say.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. High priority, medium priority, a low priority, or no priority at all. Securing the border.
Very, very high. It should be the first priority.
Thank you. Supporting public schools?
Public schools, they need an overhaul completely from the ground up. I do approve of having public schools, but I don't approve of what the curriculum is right now.
So do you think it would be a medium priority, low priority?
It's a high priority, but like I said, it needs to be overhauled. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Supporting South Texas jobs and wage.
Definitely.
I'm sorry?
It's definitely a high priority.
High priority. Thank you. Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare?
Yes, that's another system that needs to be overhauled. It needs competition. Because without competition, the doctors won't give their all and they won't improve. But at the same time, people should have access to health care, especially if things aren't their fault.
Thank you so much. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Now that, because people lie all the time, it ruins it for everybody else that actually does need the help. Mm-hmm. So that's a low priority because, like I said, health care, yes, but if you're talking about abortion, that's not health care. That's somebody's irresponsibility.
Thank you so much. Your opinion is really important. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Warren is 73%, and I really appreciate your time. I know it's taking your time. A candidate who will challenge Governor Abbott's border security policies. It will be...
Senator really has some good ideas to replace him, because he is doing the best for Texas.
So it will be much more likely, right? A candidate who votes... Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think you can replace him, not with anybody I've seen up and coming right now.
Mm-hmm. So it will be someone more likely, someone less likely?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone who could replace Abbott. He's doing very well, and... Like I said, he has the state's best interests at heart. I don't know how you're going to find someone else that isn't owned. Sorry to say.
No, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So because I want to respect your opinion and I don't want to be thinking differently, do you think you can rate it... between a much more likely and much less likely, how do you think you would rate?
to vote for someone other than Abbott, it's not likely that I would vote against him.
No. Okay. Not likely. Okay. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
Say that again?
I'm sorry. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
I don't think that has anything to do with politics. That's a personal choice. That should not even be mentioned.
Thank you.
I mean, somebody who likes to eat crackers in bed, is that going to be a thing next, you know? Cracker eater club? It's crazy. That has nothing to do with a person, a personality. That has nothing to do with anything.
Thank you so much.
And it shouldn't be mentioned.
Thank
Sorry.
You. No, it's okay. It's okay. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovate solutions to secure the border?
Definitely, that's important.
Thank you. So, if this is something that it will most likely for you to vote, right?
Yes, it has to be. Okay. It is important.
A candidate who will challenge Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
No, I think he's got it right. Just stop. Get down. I can't hold you. You're heavy. Sorry, the cat is being pissed.
Oh, so you have a cat. Oh, I love cats.
Yeah,
and that's,
he's adorable. He's a big adorable.
So he's like puffy and big?
Yeah, he's like a rag doll. Like, looks like a Siamese, but huge.
Oh, I can imagine.
He's a big baby.
A big baby. Oh my god. Okay.
I love cats.
Ah, yes, they are lovely, really lovely. And it's your cat shows you appreciation, or it's like, please don't touch me.
Oh no, you have to hug him. You have to hold him. He's a baby.
Oh, he likes to be hugged.
He likes to be held, yes.
Oh.
Cats, I don't know, cats and dogs, they're more honest than people. They don't pretend to like you. They're genuine.
They are like, yeah. I like you or not.
Yes. Well, I like you, I appreciate you, but stay away. But still a cat.
I know. Okay. A candidate, may I continue?
Go ahead.
Thank you. No, I really enjoyed talking about pets.
Yeah, my daughter has one that will come up to her and she's like, can I hold you? And she'll turn around and flip her tail like, no.
So your daughter has another one, another cat? Or
oh, yeah. She runs the animal shelter.
Oh.
And so she brings home the ones that are getting surgery or whatever to recover. She brings home the little ones that need to be nurtured a little bit. Yeah. It's fun.
She's doing a really good job there. She's an amazing
yes.
person.
Yes.
You can imagine someone has doing their job and as well being very compassive to bring the pets to their
yeah.
home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you can't love something innocent, a child or a cat or a dog, you can't care about anybody else.
Yeah.
Because you need the feelings, you know?
Yeah, you need to have the feelings for them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Continue to with the survey. We were talking about a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. It will be likely for you to vote or much less likely to vote?
Much less likely because, like I said, there are preventatives. And people are abusing this, which should only be in a very, very last resort. But some people are addicted to surgeries. Some people want to use a child as a weapon. And if it doesn't work, then they want to get rid of it. It all depends on the individual, and like I said, it should be a last resort.
Okay, so thank you so much.
It isn't a necessary thing to me.
Yeah, thank you so much for your opinion. Do you use WhatsApp?
I'm sorry.
This is another question that I have to ask you. If you use WhatsApp and if you're part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you only use for WhatsApp for direct messages?
I don't use a WhatsApp. I don't use any of the things, the Snapchat, Instagram. I don't use any of that, not even Facebook.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat or Republican or different?
Republican, but leaning a little more towards different, because they can be a little restrictive. They can be too hardline on some things. There should be a little give and take.
Okay.
But Republican for the most part.
Republican. Thank you so much. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican? As you mentioned, it's like...
Yeah, I guess you could say strong, because when it comes right down to it, yes, it's much better to have things a little stricter than you can relax it, than to have it too relaxed and not be able to get control back.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative. I had a friend, and he liked to dabble in drugs. He had a wandering eye, and I told him, he said he was hardcore liberal and this, that, and the other, and I told him, you're only liberal because you have habits you want to keep doing.
Uh-huh.
And finally, he agreed with me. That's the only reason he was liberal, is because he wanted the same thing applied to him, to be able to do what he wanted without a restriction, and that's not right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's why he called a liberal, but I think
right.
It was a moderate. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm not a liberal.
Okay. Thank you. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I finished school in England.
Okay, thank you. So you finished high school, right?
It's last year in school in England is equivalent to 2 years of college. It's a
little
okay. Higher education.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Laura.
Laura, thank you so much.
And feel free to write me in as vice president.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know
that? I can't.
No.
My phone is about to die on me. I'm allowed one phone call a day, and it just gives out. It's getting
okay. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. We just completed the survey, and it was great to talk to you. And thank you so much. I hope your baby, your big baby, continues being adorable.
Beautiful. His name is Lemon Drops, and he's a Maine Coon. Looks like a rag doll. And
aww.
He's one of the cats of Twitter.
Ah, really?
Yes, I put him as one of the cats at Twitter. His name is Lemon.
Hey, Lemon Drop. Let me search for that. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have
a
great night.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.